The beginning of Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu is one of the most famous Nevuos in Tanakh. He left Eretz Yisrael. He's headed off to his cousins up in Syria, up in Haran, to Beis Lavan to find a shidduch, or two, or three, or four. And on the way, he makes a critical stop. He goes to sleep. And he sees the nevuah of the malachim. And he sees the malachim, Sula Mutzav Arza, the first Ramban Parshas Vayetze, in your packet, page Kuf Nun Zayin, in the middle of the packet, Sula Mutzav Arza Varosha Magia Shemaino. There's a ladder sturdily placed on the ground, and the head of the ladder reaches to the sky. Many have used that slice itself, even before you get to the content of Nevuah. Many have seen that image, the Sula Mutzav Arza Varosha Magia Shemaino, as sort of depicting what Maseilas Yesharim is. There's a ladder. The ladder is firmly on the ground. You get on the first rung, and you climb and climb and climb and climb. And there's access to get in at the bottom. You work your way all the way up. Rosh HaMagiyah HaShemayimus. Yaakov Avinu sees that. Malachei Elokim Olim V'Yardimbo. Malachei Elokim Olim V'Yardimbo. This Nevuah, Malachim going up and going down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzav Alav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the top, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara in our Masechet, we learn Masechet Chulin this year, Gemara Masechet Chulin, the early Tzadis, Rav Tzadi Aleph, has a lot to say about this Nevuah. What was the significance of the Nevuah? And the Chazal are trying to figure out. When you read the Pesukim, so we expect to see the ladder, we expect to see the Malachim, but the truth is, if you're reading the Pesukim with open eyes, you're going to wonder, what's it all about? Kadosh Baruch Hu shows that Yaakov sees a ladder, he sees Malachim, he doesn't interact with the Malachim. Malachim don't look at him, he just sees Malachim going up and down, that's the way the Pesukim describe it, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him and says, I'm going to take care of you. But what's with the Malachim? So the beginning of Sefer Yirmiyahu, Kadosh Baruch Hu shows Yirmiyahu a series of visions and says, and what do you think this means? Says he sees it comes from a pot. The pot is facing, I believe, northward, Safona. The pot is roiling. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yirmiyahu, what do you think this means? It's at the very end of the Bais Rishon period. And Yirmiyahu says that means that Mitzafon Tipasach Hara. That bad stuff is headed to us from the north. That's why there's this roiling pot that's facing northward. And indeed, Bavel is northeast of Eretz Yisrael, but they're going to cut across the Fertile Crescent and come down. They're going to approach Eretz Yisrael from the north. Kadosh Baruch Hu shows Yirmiyahu another vision. He says, you see this, he says, what do you see? Yirmiyahu says, I see a stick of almond wood. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, very good. Makal shaked. Shkedim are almonds. So he says, what do you think it means? So the stick sounds like it's a vehicle for punishment for Klal Yisrael. And specifically, the almond stick, the play, Yirmiyahu accesses the play of words. In Hebrew, shakei can mean almonds. They can also mean zrizos. Kadosh Baruch Hu shakeid, this is going to be happening soon. That nevuah of the destruction, the korban by Rishon, it's coming soon. So we find this good nevuahs, bad nevuahs, painful nevuahs, complex nevuahs throughout the Zechariah, we're going to get to soon, over the course of Hanukkah, is a series of visions that are beautiful nevuahs of geula. In those contexts, there's a malach, particularly in Zechariah, and there's a vision, and there's a discussion of what it means. The problem is here, Yaakov Avinu sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him in the Chazon HaNevuah, he shows him the ladder, he shows him the malachim, but never explains to him what it's about. The question is, what does it mean? Says the Ramban, Hero b'chalom HaNevuah. Your pasuk chavches. You know what the point of showing him the malachim going up and down? What's the Yaakov supposed to draw from that? He's showing him, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have malachim, and that's how I things get done. But hakol b'gzeiras elyon. Malachim are taking care of business, but they're taking care of business for me. They're taking care of business at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behest and carrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Ki malachim lo kima shesholach Hashem l'slayet ba'aretz. The malachim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to roam throughout the world, lo yasu katano gedola ad shuvam lehisyat seiv al adon kol ha'aretz leimor lefanav. They're not going to act before they, so to speak, return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, present themselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, it's Halach Mevaretz, we roved around the world. Points out in the footnote that this is a quote from the first paragraph of Zechariah, where Malachim used such language to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'inei Yoshevetz B'shalva, O Malei Acher Adam, they'll come back, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a report, as it were. Things are bad, things are good, things are unstable, things are stable. And he'll tell them, go back down, and here's what you need to do. Where does Rabban see that in the Pesukim? There are at least two subtleties in the Pesukim that give, again, what the Rabban just told us is that the message of this vision, the symbolism of this vision, the Malachi Elokim Olam Yardimbo, is to knock, Yaakov should know that things get done through Malachim, but only Malachim are only carrying out the Xeris Elyon. Malachim are only, they are not independent characters, not independent actors, they're just agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you see that? To the Yukon. He's bothered in part by a question that the Gemara asked. The Gemara gives a different answer. The Malachim are doing what? We're used to this pasuk, but think about it. What are Malachim doing? They're described as doing two things. Olim, Yordanov, right? There's this ladder. Malachim are going up and down. The problem that Chazal raised in Maseches Chulin is we usually think of Malachim as being based in Shamayim. So you would expect your Malachim Yordanov, Olim go, not Olim, Yordanov. Right, so Rashi quotes the Gemara in Chulin. The Rabbi says, I'll be true to what the goal of the message of the vision that Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing Yaakov Avinu, you see those malachim? They are being mishaleich ba'aretz. Even when the malachim are being mishaleich ba'aretz, even when the malachim are active in this world, it's in constant contact, it's in constant consultation with Kadosh Baruch Hu. They'll be ole, they're in the world, they'll be, as it were, ole to consult and to get guide, to get instruction, then they'll come back down to act. Furthermore, that's the one diyuk, and the other diyuk is they're being described as malachei elokim, not just malachim, but you use malachei elokim olam yardim bo. That those five words give you this picture. Meaning, so what does it all mean? Malachim, how malachim works? What's the point of teaching Yaakovinu malachology? Is Yaakovinu an aspiring malachologist? He has to know how malachim work. What's the significance? Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yaakov Avinu, I run the world. There are many forces swirling in the world, there are a lot of moving parts, and you should know that I'm running the whole show. Sometimes life might look random, sometimes it might look like there are just forces that are unleashed. Physical forces, political forces, economic forces, social forces, man, things are just spinning. You should know. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm running the whole show. It's not always obvious, but Malachi Elokim are Olim V'Yordim Bo. Then, Rabban says, oh, so that's a very powerful idea. That's a very powerful idea. And particularly, think about the moment and juncture in Yaakov's life. He's been in Eretz Yisrael. There were dangers in Eretz Yisrael too, but he knew with whom he was dealing. And now, he's headed out into the big wide world. He's headed out to Charan, Terra Incognita. Doesn't even know who he's going to meet, what it's going to be like. People he's never met before. Situations he's never faced before. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going into Galus? Just know that I run the universe. And things may often be scary. Things may often be unfamiliar. Things may often be uncertain. But know that life is not random. Life is not chaotic. V'her'ahu. Fourth line to the bottom. V'her'ahu. And Kadosh Baruch Hu goes on to show him. Hashem is nitzav alav. Kadosh Baruch Hu is standing atop, which Ramban is understanding. Nitzav alav doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is standing above Yaakov, which means he's nitzav above Allah, meaning above Basula. What does that mean? The Rebbe who's standing above, so to speak, standing above the ladder. Mavticha le Yaakov b'havtach v'gadol, he's making Yaakov a great promise. Lo yeh shehu lo yeh b'yad ha-malachim. Av lo yeh chelak Hashem yeh imotav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going a step further. He says, you know, I run the entire universe. I run the entire universe with a system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is one of the places Ramban develops the idea, both Ramban and the Rambam talk about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the entire world, but there is a sliding scale of Hashkacha process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the universe, but there'll be times when he's, so to speak, more directly involved, and there'll be times when he's getting stuff done through the apparatus that he's put in place. Sometimes he's more hands-on, and sometimes he's more hands-off. He may be pulling the strings directly as opposed to actually directly managing the situation. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, did ever give the mashal of the air conditioners? Municipal offices?
The what?
Imagine the five you spoke about. Right? Right? Imagine you have the mayor once puts out a city ordinance that all municipal offices have to shut their air conditioners at night because there's a tremendous amount of wasted energy, transmitted wasted money. So how's that going to happen? So he's going to put out a memo, and it's going to make its way through the communication system to every single municipal office. As of January 6th, 2020, every air conditioner has to be turned off when the last person leaves at night. So it should be Seichel HaYashar. It sounds like people have to be reminded of Seichel HaYashar. So that's the memo that goes out to all the city employees. And there'll be thousands, tens of thousands of offices across the city. There now the air conditioner is going off. And all those air conditioners, all those 10,000 air conditioners will be turned off at the end of the workday on January 6, 2020. How? So, there'll probably be one place where the one office where the mayor shows up and has a photo op, and he ceremonially turns off the AC in that one office, whichever office they pick for the photo op. And the other 9,999 offices, the AC will also go off. The mayor made all of them go off. But in the one office, he actually turned off with his own finger. And the other offices went off, he made it go off indirectly. He put out the memo. The memo worked its way through the system. And everyone got the memo. And everyone knows what to do. So, kivayachal, as a mashal, the mayor is getting turned off all the 10,000 air conditioners. One, he's turning off directly. The other 9,999, he's turning off, but indirectly through his system. It's an imperfect mashal, but an imperfect mashal to this divine reality. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu was, so to speak, by Yaakov more hands-on, and sometimes he's taking care of things through the system that he himself created to get stuff done, which we call malach. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, tell Yaakov Avinu, number one, you should know, I run the entire world. Or sometimes indirectly, but through a system that I manage. And you should know that you are going to get even more special treatment. You're going to get hands-on treatment. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not going to be with the Malachim. Hinei Anochi Imach, v'shmartichu b'chol asher telech. I'm going to be with you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. You see the Malachim? The whole world is one. Through Malachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world indirectly. But I'm going to be with you personally. Hinei Anochi Imach, v'shmartichu b'chol asher telech. Ki ma'alah so gedolah mishar ha-tzadikim, sh'ner lehem ki ma'alah ha-tzav alach, v'shmar ha-bachal drachecha. He says, not every tzadik is open to this madrega. Until it talks about the tzadikim whom, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, Allah can take care of them. Yaakovina was on a far greater madrega, and he goes on to say that the Pirkei Rabbi Lezer has a different understanding of this. And this may be familiar. Pirkei Rabbi Lezer is a very ancient medrash. It's ascribed to the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Yoshua, one of the Rebbeim of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer of Yavne, the Talmud Rabbi Yochum and Zachan. So the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, this ancient medrash, that explained this was Zos Hamara Ke'inyan Bein Habisarim. It was similar to the Brisbane of Sarim. Avram, we've spoken in the past about how Brisbane of Sarim was a particularly central Nebuah. Says the Pirkei Rabbi Lazar, listen to this. He shows them four malachim. The Mishnah is Arba Malchios. Ma'alasam v'yiridasam. You've heard this before, now you see the source. It's the Pirkei Rabbi Lazar. He's showing him the rise and fall of four different different
empires,
okay, maybe, that each, the rise and fall of four different Goliaths of Kalal Yisrael. V'zeh tam malachei Elokim. He says, maybe another approach to the terminology is that it's the malachim that oversee the kings. Elohim, in the Holson. Promotion never, but Daniel, Sar Malchus Yavan, Sar Malchus Pras, the notion that you've come across in Rashi al Torah, that different nations have their own malach, that's Mamuna, on that particular nation, that's based on the Psukim in Daniel. He puts that to Daniel, that's right here as well. These are the malachim that oversee different governments. And Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you're going to Golos. Now, that Golos is a portent of the Golos that Christ is all going to go through. It's going to be rough, it's going to be tough, and I'm going to be with you throughout this Golos. And it's a symbol that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be holding Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands through Golos Mitzrayim, through Golos Babel, through Golos Edom, and so forth. And he says, that's what the Medrash says. Abu Hera Lakadosh Baruch Hu Arba Malchios Moshlan the Avda. Kadosh Baruch Hu shows them four different Galios, the rise and fall of these four different powers. Hera Sar Malchus Babel Ola Shivim Ukim Yorin. He sees the Malach that oversees Iraq, Babylonia, 70 rungs up the ladder, and he comes down. Olim Yordin. Hera Sar Malchus Madad 180 Ukim down. Sar Malchus Edom, all of the Eliyahuids. That becomes very frightening. He sees the last of the four Malachim, Malchus Edom, he's going up and up and up. If every run corresponds to years, we know. It's been almost 2,000 years since the Churban Bayis Sheni, since Rome sacked Yerushalayim. So he must have seen at least close to 2,000 runs. He sees going up and up and up. It looks like he's not coming out. Amel Yaakov, Achash Ol Al Tarei, says, we're going to be destroyed forever. He says, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Tavia Kanesha, he quotes the Pasuk in Obadiah that we lay in next week, Parsha Yishlach. He may go very high, and the Nesher was the symbol for the Roman Empire, but ultimately it will come down. Kadosh Baruch Hu still runs the world. So the Pirkei Avot Ezra understands that there was a lot more specificity. It wasn't just seeing Malachim going up and down, seeing that the Malachim, the forces that are in the world, are all being guided and directed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was more specifically, more specifically about the details of Jewish history. And the Ramban makes the point that this was like the Marav, it was like the Bris Ben Absarim. How is it like the Bris Ben Absarim? How is it like the Bris Ben Absarim? So Rav Shadel in the footnotes suggests, like the Bris Ben Absarim, because Chazal understand Bris Ben Absarim also had Ramazim to the four different Malchus. It could also be that it's like the Bris Ben Absarim, not in terms of the details of the four Malchus, but the notion of what happened at the beginning of the Bris Ben Absarim is Vayotzi Oso Achutza. Kadosh Baruch Hu says in the Chumash, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Arvina outside. Why is it taking? Yeah, he shows them the stars. So why does the pasuk have to describe? Obviously, if he was looking at the stars, he must have been outside. Why does the Torah have to tell me that Kadosh Baruch Hu took him outside? I know on my own. He can't look at the stars inside the tent. So Chazal comment, Yotzei Oso Achutza itself is part of the Nevuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu took him out of where he had been, not only physically out of the geographical, out of his tent. He took him out of his frame of mind. He took him out of the old paradigm. The old paradigm had been that you're tachas ha-mazel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, say this, that nidu shalcha, give that all up. Ein mazel Yisrael. No mazel for Klal Yisrael. What does ein mazel Yisrael mean? Ein mazel Yisrael means that Klal Yisrael are not bound by the laws of history. There are natural flows, natural cycles to the rise and fall of different nations, the rise and fall of different cultures. And Klal Yisrael isn't governed by those rules, as Mark Twain famously pointed out. He couldn't figure out why. The answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. That's the secret of the Jew. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Havtacha. So, another level of saying that Yaakov's Nevuah of the Sulam was like the Bris Mei Absarim, in addition to the fact that specifically you had the reference to the four Malchios, it's also that in general, but for both approaches that the Ramban is providing, there's this message of Ein Mazel Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael is going to move through history in a very unique way, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more directly involved with Klal Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a very specific destiny in mind for Klal Yisrael. There's another, a third approach to Olam V'Yordim. Like both of these approaches Ramban gave answer the question of the Olam V'Yordim. Why are they Olam V'Yordim and not Yordim V'Olam? Ramban gave a derech pshat, the point is to show that the forces in this world are in constant direction, guidance, direction, instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar said, the point is you saw the rise and fall of different nations, because these aren't just any malachim, these are malachei Elohim, or Elohim, these are the sarim for particular powers. And the third approach appears in Maseches Chulin. The Gemara says, what's with the Olam Yardim? The Gemara says, very fascinating. The Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu is asleep, and the Malachim see Yaakov Avinu is asleep, and they go upstairs to compare to Yaakov's picture up in Shemaim, and then they come back down to see how he matches up, and they're not happy. The Gemara says that the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Masa Merkava, describes, you don't really know what this means, but that there's it's a symbolic metaphor for something. The Gemara describes the Kisei HaKavod. So to speak, there's a divine the throne, a human king has a throne, there's some divine heavenly equivalent. The throne, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has four sides, a picture on each side, that's the way Yechezkel describes it. One side is the Are, one side is the Kruv, a Malach, Kruvim, one side is a Nesher. A Nesher, depending on who you ask, is either an eagle or a raven, some powerful bird or another. Ari is a lion, then you have the crew, and Pnei Adam. Yecheskel says that on the fourth side there's the face of a person. So the Gemara in Chulchulin says, you know who that person is? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's face is on the Kisei HaKavod. So Malachim come across Yaakov Avinu, he's asleep. According to Medrash Chazal, first time he's been sleeping in 14 years, sleeping normally, after he left Yeshiva Shemeder. So they go upstairs. They say, we recognize that face. They go up to Shamayim, and they take a look at Yaakov's face engraved in Kisei HaKavod. They come back down. They say, you don't match up. And they're ready to do him harm. And the Gemara says, that's why HaKadosh Baruch says, I'm Nitzav, HaKadosh Baruch with Nitzav Alav, Ushmartich B'chor Shatini, I'm going to take care of you, Ushmarticha, starting with right now protecting you from these malachim. What on earth does that mean? What on earth does that mean? So several Bali Machshava suggest, so what that means, what does it mean Yaakov Avinu's face on Kisei HaKavod, they're comparing Yaakov Avinu here? Or he looked prettier? What does it mean? So what they suggest is that Yaakov Avinu's face on Kisei HaKavod means the ideal that Yaakov could have reached doing everything he could do with the tools he was given. If he actualized all his potential, what would he look like? Not physically, what would he look like? Where would he have reached? Malachim come, he says, here's Yaakov Avinu. Yeah, that's quite a tzaddik. Then they go upstairs to Shemayim and say, there's so much more you could have accomplished. A chutzpah. There's so much you could have accomplished that you haven't done yet. They were very upset at him. They thought he deserved no. Shekhar Yisrael says, let's hold off for now. Yaakov Avinu has much more left to his journey. They say a vertel, a cute vertel. I think my grandfather-in-law, Alav Shalom, Mel Schechter, used to say this over sometimes. Yaakov Avinu wakes up from the dream, and he says, "Achen yesh Hashem makom hazeh, v'anochi lo yadati." Wow, this is manor makom hazeh. It's such an awesome place. Because I'm just saying this is Har Moriah. He says, "I didn't realize. I went to sleep thinking this was just a campsite in Eretz Yisrael. Every spot in Eretz Yisrael is holy. But I didn't realize this is Mamish." Shara Shamayim. Shara Shamayim. So, Achein, Yesh Hashem Makom Hazeh. Right? I translate Achein. Lo and behold, indeed, in truth, Taka. Achein Yesh Hashem Makom Hazeh. Wow. Kadosh Baruch Hu was here. V'anochi lo yadati, I didn't know. So there are different ways to read that. There's some extra word. The pasuk could be written a little differently. So there's a lot that's been written in that pasuk. Remember, Shach Yisrael is a cute vertel. Achein yesh Hashem makam hazeh v'anochi lo yedati. Achein is here with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but anochi I didn't know. I didn't know. Right? But achein is also Rosh HaTevis for ayeh kruv nesha. Anochi is Rosh HaTevis for ayeh nesha kruv and Yaakov. So Yaakov even wakes up and says, I knew that on the Kis Yaakov was ayeh kruv nesha. I didn't realize that I'm there. He woke up, and that's part of the thrust of that approach, that perish that the Gemara and Chulin gives, is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing Yaakov Avinu is not only the two approaches that we saw on the Ramban have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take care of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here's what the Goliath that will occur, and I'm going to be holding your hand, and the Klal Yisrael will survive. We'll be battered. Will be harmed, individual Jews will be lost, but the corporate entity of Kalisol as a nation will survive. Those are the two approaches Ramban gives. This third approach that Gemara Chulin gives, it's not as much about what we should expect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's what we ought to be expecting from ourselves. And let's wrap that up with a pasuk at the end of the Parsha of Nevuah Sasumim. You turn in your packets the first page, the very end of Perek Chav Tes. Yaakov Avinu says he's ready to go off to Haran and he makes a neder. And yeah, pasuk perek chavches pasuk chav. And yeah, Elokim Adi Ushmarai Mederach Avdesha Anochi Aleich. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with me and he'll protect me on the path, but not simply lechem lecho beged lubosh, and he'll give me food, he'll give me clothes. Not asking for luxuries, we're asking for the basics. I'm going to come back home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be my God, and I'm going to bring a carbon of some sort in this matzeva. I'm going to build this simple stone into a whole Beis Elokim. Those are the promises that he's making. So it sounds like Rashi says this is if then. So tonight, in Yelakim Madi, Rabban begins to quote the beginning of Pasuk Chav, Lashon Rashi, in Yishmor Li Haftar Fasaloshev, Tichani, if Hashem will be with me, if he'll be showing me, if he'll provide for me, then I promise my end of the deal. I promise to make a Beis Elokim. I promise to give Master when I return successfully. So Rashi says, yeah, that's in means if. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep. Now, Rashi goes on to point out, what's Yaakov talking about? Ushmarani b'derech hazeh asher anochi aleich. That's what Hashem just told him. Ushmaraticha b'chol asher teilech. Wait, Hashem just told you that. So Yaakov wakes up and says, if Hashem will keep his promises, then here's what I'm going to do. What do you mean? Hashem will keep his promises? Yaakov doesn't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabban explains, working with Rashi, the Tamat Tanai, Shalom Yigamache. Well, what is the meaning of this condition? That's a whole, those two words are a whole question. Tamat Tanai, you know, what type of condition? Hashem just told you in the Nevuah, so that's what it's going to be. It's no. Shalom Yigamache. That's what Gemara Brachas has as well. For a later psuk. When Yaakov Avinu comes back to Eretz Yisrael, he's very worried what's going to happen with Esav. So why is he so worried? Hashem told him, I'm going to take care of you. So Gemara comments, Gemara Brachas comments. No, he's worried. Hashem, you're going to hate. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu made that promise, but maybe I haven't lived up to the standard Kodesh Baruch Hu expected of me over the last 20 years. So maybe I did chatoim, which will catalyze a loss of the Nevuah. The Chaf Amrub says, Rabban said, that's what's going on here. The Alpha Vainu, right, as soon as wakes up, he's ready to think, Kodesh Baruch Hu made this promise, but maybe I won't deserve it. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'll deserve that you keep your promises, and I taka am zochet to enjoy all those promises of safety and security and safe passage and food and that, I'll survive and come back there to Israel. So then here's what I plan to do when I come back. The Gemara Brachas has Palavavli Hashrig Machay. This is Bereshit Rabbah on a later Pesuk. Bereshit Rabbah says it right here. Rav Hun B'Shem Rav Acha, Hinei Rechimach. Hashem says, I'm with you. And Uksiv, Imi Yelahim Imadi. If Hashem will be with me. What's going on? The Bereshit Rabbah asking Akasha. Hashem just told you, I will. So why is Dafarin saying, if you do? El Nikan, She'en Avtachal HaTzadikim Ba'ol Mazem. There are no sure promises to tzaddik in this world. Now you read like Bereshit Rabbah in the vacuum. What does that mean? No sure promises. No promises to tzaddik. So Ramban is explaining that line in the Masechet Brachos explains the Bereshit Rabbah. No promise tzaddik means that Shem Yigram Achet. Tzaddikim are aware of the fact that Shem Yigram Achet. That's Rashi based on the Gemara Brachos, using the Gemara Brachos specifically based on Bereshit Rabbah. Says Ramban, that's how Derech Drash. But there's a different approach on Derech Drash. I want you to think about what's the underlying difference of dimension between Drash and Pshat. He's talking all Derech Pshat, she'en ha-safik v'davar. He says, you know, could be a Derech Pshat, and there's no safik. There's no if. There's no condition, there's no contingency, there's no doubt. Aval b'chol he'asid yomar ha-kasuv kein. Biblical Hebrew, the Psukim and Tanakh will often use the word "in" to speak about the future, even if it's not uncertain. Kemo ad asher im asisi, es asher divarti lo. Or im yeh ha-yovel bnei Yisrael, if the Jewish people have yovel, I mean if, when? Im kesef tal ve'esami. That's not an open-ended thing, that's what you're supposed to do. He says, "In Yavoa Eishiyah Tanai, Oz Yiskayem HaMaisa." It's not a question of if it will ever happen or not. It's a Tanai of it's a question of just when. Sometimes "in" might just mean when it happens. I know you will take care of me and bring me back, and here's what I plan to do. I'm saying when that occurs, I know I'm certain it's going to occur because that's what you say. I don't know when it's going to occur. We are certain that Mashiach is coming. We don't know when. We hope it's soon. We don't know. So, im yavo Mashiach doesn't mean if he'll come, he might not come at all. It means when he will come. And why does this matter so much? Whether Yaakov Avinu is saying, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of me, or is saying, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of me. It matters for this Pasuk Chaval that wraps back to where we started. V'haya li Hashem li lelokim. Rashi says that's part of the condition. If you'll take care of me, if you'll keep me safe, if you'll give me food and drink, if you get me into love and out of love in one piece, v'shachti v'shal v'esavi, and if you bring me home, back there to Yisrael, v'hoya Hashem l'Elokim, Rashi says that's the last condition. And if, you'll be my God. If. The Ramban says, I don't think so. And then tonight, could be Rashi, it's not a condition. Aval hu neder. That's not part of the if, that's part of what I plan to do. And yano im ashuv el beis avi, when I come, if, or when I return back home to Eretz Yisrael, then, avod Hashem ha-miyuchad be'eretz ha-nifcheres, b'makom eben azos. I will worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this chosen land, in Eretz Yisrael, at the spot of this eben, shetzili l'beis elkim. And come back here, in other words, Rashi understood the Haya Hashem Lilo Kim is if you'll be my God. To be my God means if you take care of me, if you guide my life. Ramban understands, I will, it's on me. The Haya Hashem Lilo Kim is something that I'm going to do. I'm going to make you my God means I'm going to worship you. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to build my life around the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to live. And that takes us back to the duality we saw in the opening of this. Is Nevuah about what Yaakov Avinu can expect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is Nevuah about what Yaakov Avinu has to expect from himself? Is it about Ma'aseh Elokim, or is it about Ma'aseh Ha'adam? That's what's going on here also, at the very end. V'haya Hashem Yilu Elokim, Rashi says, that's a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me. And Ramban says, no, it's a description of what Yaakov is going to take care of. Allah Havdil, Alfei Havdalos, right? Asking not what God can do for you, but what you can do for God. Those are the two pieces that we saw that last week in Rabban also. That part of what the Nevuahs are about is telling the others that HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling the others that he plans to take care of them. And part of what Nevuah is about is charging the Avos to respond. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to be concerned for you. And I'm going to carry you. And you need to reciprocate. There's both to give us opportunities to live and to survive and to thrive. And we need to take those opportunities and run with them. And proactively seek to be Oved Hashem with the resources and the context that Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses us. These are nevuahs from thousands of years ago that have relevance to us every single day.